Visual Voices, a new and unusual look at people shaping our culture and our world.
Hi, my name is Paul Slatkis. I am the president and founder of Milestone Broadcast Corporation and our Good News Planet.tv and our Peace Day Party events that we all do. Now, the reason why I'm sitting here today is because our good friend Rick Ulfick had so kindly agreed to allow us to share some of our good news with the audience of Visual Voices. And so, as you saw, the usual opening of the program, it's a wonderful show. It's been on MNN for some many years, and they do a great job. It is a big honor for us to have the opportunity to be on the show and to share some of our good news. So our first, here's how the show is going to be structured today. After I'm going to talk a little about Interdependence Day, of which Rick is celebrating his 20th anniversary for We the World, as well as it happens to be our anniversary, the 20th anniversary of our Good News broadcast, GoodNewsPlanet.tv. And after that, we're going to see a segment of Deepak Chopra speaking, made a special message for everybody that will be shown at the Interdependence Day event that we're doing on September 12th at the Church in the Village. And we're inviting you all there, and we'll talk a little bit about it in a few moments. But after that, we'll see the We the World sizzle reel with Desmond Tutu and Jane Goodall. And then we'll take a moment to go and see some of the things that Good News Planet has been doing over the years. We've been involved with the Peace Day celebration of the United Nations, the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st. And we create an event in Times Square, and we're involved with the Vigil for International Day of Peace and Peace and Ecology that Reverend Susanna Bastarica does in Central Park. And that is actually on September 16th. And our Peace Day activities, which is the International Day of Peace, is on September 21st in Times Square at the Father Duffy Square Park. And we invite you there at 11 a.m. to join in and be part of our International Day of Peace celebration, which is a celebration of nonviolence worldwide. And we're looking forward for a very large showing there, as well as on September 16th in Central Park, also at around 10 in the morning. What we're also going to close with are actually two firsts. We're finishing a movie that we've created in a television series called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. We were honored to have the opportunity to create the 20th anniversary of Woodstock here in New York. We had hoped to do it in Central Park in the Great Lawn and broadcast it on PBS, and we had all those kinds of things worked out. Unfortunately, we couldn't raise the money to be able to do it. In those days, it was $700,000 for security and the staging and the lighting and everything. Matter of fact, now it's around $7 million. And that was the 20th anniversary. So that was 1989. Woodstock occurred in 1969. And so what we did, we were working along with Richie Havens and some of the original people from Woodstock, is that we created an event actually in the same location we do our Father Duffy Park, Times Square, Peace Day celebration. So we have a big billboard, clear channel billboard, that we will show a segment of our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. 5 minutes of the movie, Maria, Richie Havens, and some wonderful people that came down, the next generation. We rented a bus and brought a whole group down from Bethel, New York, where Woodstock occurred, and you'll hear from some of those people, old and young, and all very, very wise. So it's a very exciting show. Stick with us, and we look forward to any comments and to continuing the great Visual Voices programming. And once again, it's a big honor. My name is Paul Slatkis, actually Reverend Paul Slatkis. And I'm very honored to be here with you, and have a good time. I hope you enjoy the content that we're sharing. Thank you.
I want to congratulate you, Rick Ulfick, on We the World's 20th year. I'm really happy to celebrate with you, along with your global community of change makers, many of whom have also worked with in the past. And I'm so happy that you're progressing so well in your work for creating peace and unity through all these years. And your work with Good News Planet, the Jane Goodall Institute, the Source of Synergy Foundation, and the Shift Network, and all these wonderful collaborators. So I want to express my gratitude to you for your commitment to inspire, inform, involve people in creating peace, peace within themselves, peace amongst themselves, and peace with the earth and the whole web of life that we're all a part of. I especially want to thank you and congratulate you and We the World for launching 11 Days of Global Unity in 2004, which has brought together thousands of people and touched the lives of so many across the world. So once again, thank you, and keep doing the great work you're doing, and keep inspiring people, and all the best for the 11 ways to transform our world. Good luck and God bless.
Isn't it time we sing out as one?
We are in this together.
You have gifts that I don't have, and I have gifts that you don't have.
It's already begun.
Fifteen of whom are dying every minute from hunger and disease, melting so much faster than scientists had expected. The world spends $2 million per minute on militarism and war.
It's time for a shift. We together can make a major change, the kind of change that we must see. Now is the time for we.
Time for We the World.
We the World expects a real deal.
I hope that everyone can join with We the World, because it's when we all get together that we will make the changes that we must make. We are the world.
Celebrate with We the World and Good News Planet. Andrew Kane and Planet Heart present the 20th anniversary Interdependence Day Peace Day Party, celebrating 20 years with We the World and Good News Planet, Wednesday, September 12, 2018, 6:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., doors close at 6 p.m. Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street, New York City. Don't miss this unforgettable, once-in-a-lifetime event. Part of the 11 Days of Global Unity 2018. There is a sliding scale for the price of the tickets, and you're gonna have a great show. You have recording artist Al Smith gonna be there, Deepak Chopra sharing his message, Reverend Deborah Moldau, Catherine Davis, Monica Willer, Mitch Rabin, Reverend Susanna Bastarica, Drs. JJ and Desiree Hartak, Jumama Risk, Alan Seinfeld, Kristen Huffman, Heidi Little, World Dance with Kashi Chai and Pure, Claire Diab, Meditation Tribute to, and to Carol, Tribute to Tarot Heart, hosted by Rick and Paul Slackis. It is a webcasted Global Production. Exciting!
My name is Ringo. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
I'm Dr. Oz. We have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event and broadcasting it live to the world, our human peace sign symbol. Let's celebrate each other. Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
The word peace has many possible meanings, and the Messenger of Peace program has been vital to addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time head-on: poverty, disease, human suffering, issues which defy the very concept of peace.
So today I want everyone here to commit to join the quest for peace. Go forward in the struggle for peace with passion and compassion. The future of this world is in your hands.
And I have this unbelievable Tibetan orphanage in Himalaya. And this is really unbelievable children. We are all with compassion.
We live in a world in which many of those who are born poor will die poor. And it is up to us to be the first society to eradicate poverty and bring justice and equality to the most disenfranchised people on earth. Now is the time to not just imagine, but do.
Imagine all for people. Living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Perhaps someday you'll join us.
Come back tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow, you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow, you're always a day away.
You know, I remember when I first heard that some little kid, you know, brings a gun into school. And then you start hearing all these problems.
I have a school where there's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress in children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
Kind of angry all the time.
And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids and we want the kids to be successful in their life. And we want them to be the ones also coming to our games and with the smiles on their faces. And, you know, we just want to be their positive influence of coming out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program ties into a lot of the things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.
Milestone Broadcast Corporation, a one-world company, presents Woodstock Forever. Peace, love, and hope.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
When the children fly, stand up together.
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Billy Oliver Sparks. Yes. And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people of the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement in their own lives. Unfortunately, the Senate was in session. One of our band members, Jima Sultan, was the drummer for Jimi Hendrix at the original festival. So we carry the cross-generational message with us. Jima's in his late 40s, our keyboard player is 17. It's about bridging gaps and bringing people together.
Sure is. Okay, thanks, Billy. Who else do we have here?
Hi.
What's your name?
Matthew Woodstock Stang.
Matthew Woodstock Stang? Let me guess, you were named after Woodstock.
The bird. My mom named me that. It's on my birth certificate.
But you were too young to have been at Woodstock. Were your parents at Woodstock?
My dad was.
Your dad was?
For about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah? And what do you have here?
Original twigs from the Woodstock site in Bethel.
Yeah, and what does Woodstock mean to you? How old are you, Matthew?
9.
You're 9? Does Woodstock mean anything to you, or is it just something you've heard people talk about?
Well, I know it was a lot of rock and roll, fun, and a lot of people coming together and partying.
Coming together and partying, okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Matthew.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issue, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for, and it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know it or not, that's who's looking at it. And MTV has been playing it for months. And little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it. Yeah. So yes, we are far, 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 far ahead of our times in terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's going to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's their world as well as ours. So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it's been so long since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Describe what we see, to take us where we wanna be. We all wanna be free. We the mountains, reach for the sun. Everybody, part of everyone. We the world. Intentional kindness will take away the blindness. Peace and love will eventually find us. Enjoying harmony, creating shares of unity. We spread positive vibes through our communities. We the world, we the people. vision. One that reaches all within the soul, that's the mission. Within the heart, joyously shared in peace and art. The art of share, the art of care, we say that's a decent start. The art of action in our lives ensures that the dream survives. Channels hope and equity drives. Giving back makes you tingle inside like stomach butterflies, and that'll let us rise to the sky. We the world. Said we the world.
Those interviewed for Visual Voices and those featured on Visual Voices do not necessarily express the views of FEM, MNN, or anyone associated with this production. The views of the puppets, however, are their own and do not reflect the views of any other puppets, mannequins, and/or animatronic creatures. I am Friedrich Nietzsche, and I say thank you.